On 11.16 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
Come with my headphones turning around. There we go. We've got them finally. 29 minutes past nine. That was tough.
I thought you were doing one of those special moments and trying to channel the gladiators.
Not at all. Australian cricketers' pace down will continue on Monday. A marathon round of talks yesterday, unable to break the revenue sharing deadlock. Cricket Australia and Australian Cricket Association are attempting to thrash out a new memorandum of understanding, hopefully by tomorrow.
Both sides need to really have a good long think, guys, here, because both sides,
not good, is it?
The PR on both sides is starting to wear thin.
South Africa took control of the second test against England. They saw a way back into the series after a tumultuous second day on Saturday. 15 wickets fell and the Proteas emerged with a 205-run lead and 9 wickets in hand. And Australia have warmed up for their Women's Cricket World Cup semi-final with a comprehensive 59-run win over South Africa.
Our women are seriously talented and we wish them a good run because they could claim the title.
We certainly do. Wimbledon update for ASTE or ASTE, Melbourne's tennis court specialists and synthetic turf professionals. Head to www.aste.com.au. Brett Phillips, SEN's tennis commentator, joins us. Good morning, BP.
Shebeks, George. Good morning, guys.
G'day, mate.
An amazing women's final last night.
Worthy final.
Well, no doubt about it, where Muguruza became the first lady ever to beat both Serena and Venus Williams in a Grand Slam final.
Absolutely, Shebeks. Yeah, after cleaning up Serena at the French Open and, look, her second attempt at a Wimbledon crown after making that final a couple of years ago. Look, just an outstanding story in the fact that Garbiñe, being, you know, from Spain, never really grew up on the grass courts, had to really try and adapt to the grass in the last few years. And, you know, she got a lot of confidence out of making that 2015 final. And, look, she's been a bit up and down since winning the French. You know, she sort of fell out of the top 10. Her performances were a bit indifferent, but her 2 weeks at SW19, she has played superb tennis. Only dropped the one set to Angelique Kerber in that great battle against the now deposed world number one. And her ball striking has been clean, aggressive. Her serve was terrific. I mean, the quality of tennis in that first set last night against Venus, it was just trading blows from the baseline. It was superb tennis. And then she got the early break in the second, and Venus was just about cooked, and Garbiñe could smell victory. And, yeah, outstanding. She's got great presence about her, popular Wimbledon champion. She's got a terrific personality, and I'm sure there's going to be a few more titles that will go in the bank.
BP, I thought Venus had a couple of chances in the first set.
Yep.
Against the serve of Muguruza, and it just couldn't get what she needed to that little break.
Well, yeah, you're right, George. I mean, it was that 10th game. It was pretty intense, and you know, certainly Venus had a couple of set points against the Muguruza serve, and she just held her nerve, Garbiñe, to get herself out of trouble, get it to 5-all, and then she was able to close out that first set 7-5, and you just felt like if Venus didn't take the first set, she's got an amazing record across her career. When she wins that first set, she's the front runner, she's almost unbeatable, but not so good when she's got to come from behind. And yeah, once Muguruza got that first set under her belt, you just felt the tide was certainly going to go her way.
Senior Citizens Week at Wimbledon this weekend with the 37-year-old Venus. And that's an amazing effort in itself to still be making Grand Slam finals at 37. Tell us about that, and also tell us about what you expect from the 36-year-old Roger Federer, who I think in the last 24 hours has said he wouldn't be surprised if he continued for another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, no, spot on, Shebeks. And Venus isn't going away either. When she was asked at a press conference, so will we see you back? She said, yes, just one word. I'll be back at 38 next year. And I've said a few times during the fortnight, is there any indication she could play maybe till she's 40? I mean, who knows? As long as she's got the desire to win and her body's in sound physical condition, which it is.
Well, I'm watching the TV now, BP, and it looks very much in sound physical condition. She looks great for a 36-year-old.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, she's a winner. I mean, the Williams sisters have got just an appetite for competing. It started on those, you know, dusty courts in Compton in LA when they were 13, 14, being trained by Richard. You know, we know Serena's going to come back. There's a bit more life left in her after she gives birth in the next few weeks. And for Roger Federer, look, he is in career best form right now. He certainly goes in as the favourite. What a year he's had coming back from the injury last year to win the Australian Open. You know, Indian Wells and Miami, skips the clay court season to be Cherry right, ready to go for the grass. And look, the thing that always gets underestimated is his serve. And he's a guy that's served over 1,000 aces in the game. He's been up against all these big, heavy hitters. You know, Cilic, another big server, big forehand tonight. But Roger with his class on the back of that serve. He's only been broken 4 times for the entire tournament. He's got to start as the favourite, not only purely from his tennis point of view, but also sentimentally.
And so tennis George, smarts. And tennis smarts.
I'm just going to ask BP.
Go.
18 Grand Slams, 8 at Wimbledon, and you reckon he's in career best form now?
Well, he's just playing as good a tennis as I've ever seen him play, Shebex. I mean, it's scary for everyone else. And look, it's a really interesting period. I mean, there's certainly a school of thought that Murray and Djokovic, who are battling at the moment, they're battling physically. Yeah. They're probably battling a little bit mentally. Maybe they need to, I mean, Murray's probably going to miss the US Open with that elbow injury. Maybe they need to take a bit of a break like Roger and Rafa have done. I mean, Rafa's has been more enforced by injury. But I think having the time out is refreshing. Nadal, who's had a terrific year, back up there with Federer, playing some great tennis and renewing that rivalry. So, yeah, interesting time in men's tennis. I mean, Cilic is capable, but geez, Federer, as you say, George, with his court smarts, his skill set, his ability to mix things up, the variety, anything that Cilic throws at you tonight, you feel like Roger will have an answer.
BP, is it possible too that what we're seeing is a different way to play the season? We're watching now the very top players in the game picking and choosing the events. When you're younger, you're obliged to keep hunting those points, right?
Yeah.
Is it now that one of the best players in the world knows that I can stay away from the French because at the end of the day, that's not my strength and it wears me down and I can always go to the grass season ready to
pick and choose.
And here he is, as you said, in career, quite possibly career best form.
Well, scheduling is probably the most important word in tennis. You don't have that luxury until you get to the absolute
top end
of the sport where you can then pick and choose. If you're battling, yes, you've got to play week in, week out to get points, get some prize money so you can actually travel and compete on the tour. But when you're in Roger's situation, you can say, look, I can just make sure I now. Look, Serena really has become a part-time tennis player. She only played 8 events last year. She just makes sure she gears up for the Grand Slams, maybe plays a warm-up if she needs to, and where the points count, where you get 2,000 points if you win a major, that's where you get the job done.
Fantastic. And no Australians winning a final at Wimbledon at all this year with young Blake Ellis going out in the junior boys' doubles semi-final.
Yeah, he was, and look, he went out, I think, third round of the single, so he was the only young Australian competing. He's a bit of a talent. He's one to certainly keep an eye on for the future. Johnny Pearce, look, a bit stiff, men's double semi. They lost 9-7, he and Henry Constant, the number one pairing in the fifth. I'm sure he'll win a Wimbledon crown, Johnny, to add to his Australian Open that he won earlier this year, Shebex. And, yeah, Casey DeLacqua and Ash Barty made it to the quarters, so... Yeah, they'll win one at some stage. This was probably their best opportunity with that injury to Maddox Sands, and unfortunately they lost that to the number 2 seeds, Makarova and Vishnina, who are a very good pairing, Olympic winning pairing. So, yeah, I think their time will come, Ash and Casey, at some point.
Good on you, BP. Thank you for your time over the last couple of weeks. We'll get Mark Sifoulis back off the bench and get you back on for the US Open.
Yeah, look forward to it, Shebex. We've got a special 2-hour edition of the First Serve, 10 o'clock tonight, leading into the final, and then as the final gets underway at 11, and hey, let's get Roger over the line.
Fantastic. Good stuff, mate. Thanks for your time, BP. Brett Phillips, our SEN Tennis Commentator, with thanks to ASTI, Melbourne's Tennis Court Specialists and Synthetic Turf Professionals. Head to www.aste, with a hyphen in between the letters there, aste.com.au. 22 minutes to 10, a break, back with more in a tick.